Hello, I'm Chuck, and this is
CyberSmart.
Small business web solutions.
Web solutions.
Tricks
and
services.
And services.
Designed for your
local
business. In today's business world, you've got to be
CyberSmart.
Hey, this is Chuck with CyberSmart, and I'm going to talk a little bit about why PageRank does and doesn't matter. You ever watch Kingdom of Heaven? And towards the end of the movie there, he asks him what it's all worth, you know. And he says nothing, and he starts to walk away, and he turns around, and he says everything. And PageRank is kind of the same way. There's a lot of disputes about what it means. In one way, if you lose PageRank, you should probably evaluate what you're doing. You're probably doing something wrong. And in another way, there's intervals between these things. Ones and twos and threes are all in one bracket in my experience, and it's a lot harder to get a four. Okay, there's a hurdle there that Google has. There's a whole bunch of blogs at a four, and they may stay there at a four, and that's honorable because the next jump is to a five, and that's even more difficult. Okay, and a lot of people stay at a five. You don't see a whole lot of sixes, and it seems like the next jump is to a seven, and those are the very rare blogs, okay? So in each of these levels, you have a certain number or amount of blogs, and they might stay there for a long, long time. If you stay somewhere and you don't continue to move up, you shouldn't get frustrated because there's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. If you had a three and you went down to a two, well, you know, there's some reasons for that. Either you've lost some inbound links, you've lost visitors. There's something going on that you need to look at. Okay, if you dropped from a three to a two, because you should have moved up to a four, or stayed a three. But going backwards isn't good. I'll give you an example. I'll use Little Green Footballs, which is a political blog, pretty famous. And in its heyday, Charles Johnson would get anywhere between 20 and 60 some thousand people at any given moment. Yes, that's right, every moment. Not every month, not every week, not every day, but at every moment of the day. And that's incredible traffic. At times, he would have over 1,000 comments on each post. They would just pour in. And at that time, Charles Johnson had a 7, you know, which is, that's up there, okay? Over the years, I don't know if you keep up with the blog wars. On one of my other blogs, I blog about that. But to make a long story short, he's had a battle with conservatives or whatever the case may be. And one of the first things I noticed was that he removed his little counter there showing how many people were on there. And that was the first indication to me. Comments kind of dropped down into the hundreds rather than, you know, over 1,000. And Charles Johnson this last go-round was a 4. So he went from a 7 to a 4. And that is reflective of, you know, obviously, there's a big difference between, you know, 40 or 50,000 people at one time. And now maybe he's getting, I don't know, I mean, it's hard to tell, maybe 10, 20,000 a day, okay? And that's a big difference. And the site weight's kind of a reflection of that. So it is one of the factors to look at in one way. And then again, don't be ashamed if you've made it to a 4 and you stay there for a year or 2 years or, you know, who knows? I mean, that's honorable, a 4. 5 even better, you know. And then, like I said, the next big jump is up to a 7. And while very few blogs get up there or pass there, if you see blogs pass there, those are the elite of the elite. So that's my take on the page rank. It doesn't mean anything, and yet again, it means everything.